Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast in reply to the execution of old people. There are a couple of things that I forgot to include in my last podcast, and so I want to talk about them here. I don't have many fears, but one of my worst fears is that near the end of my life, I will be unable to care for myself, a burden on my loved ones and society, and that I will have no option but to wait for death to come to me. I have thought many times of what I could do without resorting to a bloody or dramatic suicide, to go to death instead of waiting for it to come to me. I do not fear death, as I believe it's as much a part of life as is birth. It's the same, and there's nothing to fear there. My only concern is that I won't be free to die when I want to, when I choose to. Yarkovan, I very much appreciated your podcast. I do not think you're a heartless monster. You seem to be a very intelligent, courageous, and thinking young man who I admire. And that's not a come-on, by the way. In your podcast, regarding those who no longer contribute to our society, I think you have a very good point. And like I said, given the choice, I think many would move on out. But I think it's too invasive to push them out against their will. A person who is no longer contributing has already contributed and deserves the choice to relax without active contribution if they desire. Besides, some of my greatest life lessons I have learned from the very elderly. They may not contribute in a monetary way, but they are the great-grandmothers who tell the stories. They are the quilt makers who pass on their legacy. They are the grandfathers who teach the children of a simpler time. These concepts don't have monetary value, but their value goes far beyond the dollar. As regards senility and dementia, that's why living wills are so important. I encourage everyone to make one out, or at least write down your desires, so that someone will know your choices and hopefully respect them. Tell people what you want. Let them know if you want to live on a respirator or other machine or IV. When we as a culture start executing people for concerns of money, regardless of my age and health at the time, I don't want to live in a cold society that doesn't appreciate as valuable the rich legacy that the elderly have to share with us. We would lose a precious gift by turning away what they have to offer in exchange for the money we could save. Thanks for listening.